Barbershop Talk Tuesdays here on the Dadon Tolbert Show. I'm your host, Dadon Tolbert. Tonight is a show I've been waiting a long, long time to do. We've done close to 1,000 shows, and we've never touched on, well, I'm not going to say we've never touched on it, but we've never did an entire show on exactly how to cater to your man. Many of you are familiar with Beyonce and Destiny's Child. They've made some very influential songs over the years, and you know, in my opinion, there's not been one more influential, more important, more, you know, another song with the potential to literally change your entire life and the whole dynamic of your relationship. And that song by Destiny's Child is Cater to You. And so tonight we're going to sit back and we're going to just dissect that song. We're going to dissect the lyrics, and we're going to talk about exactly, you know, what it means to cater to your man. You know, last night we got into, you know, just an absolutely phenomenal show. We talked about, because like I told y'all last night, there's a lot of questions that I'm asked personally where, you know, people are confused about what it means to be an elite man, and they're even more confused about what it means to, or how to actually find an elite man, or be found by an elite man, I should say. And last night we answered both of those questions for the first 15 minutes of the show. We specifically gave you probably the best definition that I've ever given of the term of what it means to be an elite man. So if you guys are you missed last night's show, you're unfamiliar with that term and what all it encompasses, definitely check out last night's show. And you know, 2.5 hours, you know, we gave you a literal blueprint of what to do to be found by a man who, as we said last night, has obtained the favor of God. The whole premises of that scripture from the Bible that talks about he who finds a wife finds a great thing. So definitely last night's show was an all-time classic. Tonight is going to be a little bit of a piggyback off of that, because if you follow that advice, if you kind of take heed to the things that were said and you implement those practices in your life, you will be found by an elite man. But once you have an elite man, you're going to need to do some things to keep that man. You're going to need to cater to that elite man. And him being an elite man, don't get it twisted, he will cater to you as well. So definitely, you know, last night and tonight are going to be some extremely informative shows. Gerald is not feeling so well tonight. He's going to sit out. He'll be back a little bit later on in the week. Morgan is here with me tonight. Morgan, what's going on with you? How you feeling tonight? What did you think about last night's show?
Hey, Dana. I'm doing well. Last night's show was definitely awesome. Definitely great points, and it kind of just explaining more in depth, you know, what women really need to know, and just, you know, kind of repeating once again for everyone knowing what an elite man is. And just, if you know a man of God, then you know an elite man. So I'll just leave it that way.
I like that. I like the way you put that. You know, and that's really, in a nutshell, what it is. There's some other things to it, but you guys get the point. And again, if you missed it, we really broke it down. And also, too, like I said, you know, last night there was a show where we actually did a whole 3-hour show specifically on just that point, not even necessarily how to be found by an elite man, because there's so many different dynamics to it. So it was, you know, Google that, you know, what is an elite man? You know, you should find a 3-hour show specifically on that topic. Let's get into it. Matter of fact, you know, got some great shows coming up in the future. A lot of, you know, you see these topics, they're just, you know, we came up with tonight's topic and, you know, regarding Beyonce. And so it gave me an idea. I said, you know what, Beyonce is also, she's made one of the greatest songs, which we're going to discuss tonight, Cater to You, in history, as far as, you know, from a male standpoint, what a woman can do for a man. But she's also made, as you know, some of the most damaging songs, some of the most harmful songs to black women. And it's very ironic, I talk about this all the time, to make some of the best songs that will help you be found by the best possible men, she's also made some of the songs that will absolutely keep women single until the day that they die. You know what I mean? She's made songs that women are literally following the lyrics and exhibiting the practices of the song, and it's just making them totally 100% unwifeable. Some of those songs are Independent Woman. Some of those songs are Party, that's getting a lot of airplay now. We did a whole show on that a couple Fridays ago. Another one that we're going to do a show on maybe later on this week is Soldier. It's a older song. It's a song that, you know, she came out with a while ago, but we never really talked about it like that. And I was just listening to the lyrics today, actually, and I was just like, wow, you know what I mean? I need a soldier. And that's what so many women, you know, back in the day, you know, that's really why they're single today, because you figure, you know, I just turned 34. So I don't know, Morgan, when did Soldier come out? What would you say, about, you know, what, maybe 10 years ago, seven, 8 years ago, something like that, Morgan?
About 10 years ago.
Yeah, so that's when they first jumped on the scene. That was like one of the first hit singles. So you figure, you know, if you're, you know, let's just say you're a 30-year-old woman, you know, you subtract, you know, a single woman, single, successful, professional black woman who just hit 30, maybe 32, 33, you know, you subtract 10 years, you know, a lot of women love that song. That song sold millions and millions of copies. That album sold very, you know, a lot of copies. It sold very well. So, I mean, a lot of women adopted that way of thinking of being an independent woman, wanting a soldier in their life, you know, in their lives. So, you know, if that's the type of man that you were looking for and that's what you're going out trying to get, you know what I mean? You're not going to be with that man 10 years later. You're probably going to be, you know, 30 and single, 35 and single. So it's just, you know, it's unfortunate that it has to be that way, but that's just what's happened. So, but we're going to talk about that. I can't tell y'all exactly which day, but, stay tuned for updates on that. It's definitely, maybe even Keeping It Real Fridays. That would be a good Keeping It Real Fridays show. We'll keep you posted on that. My other co-host here is here with me tonight. Dre is here. Dre, what's going on with you, man? That we're talking about how to cater to your man tonight, man. You know what I mean? What some of the things that black men look for black women to actually do for them. I'm hearing a lot of things. What can he do? You got to do X, Y, and Z. But what about us? You know what I mean? What about the things that we want in relationships? What are your thoughts?
I think it's a good topic and that needs to be touched on because, you know, it seems like a lot of people, you know, well, a lot of women these days, you know, worry about, you know, what we can do for them. And, you know, they don't ever mention, like, what they'll be willing to do for their man to keep him happy and, you know, just to show him that you appreciate him. So I think it's a good subject to touch on.
Yeah, man, absolutely. 100% correct. Yo, before we do that, man, I posted a status on Facebook. Dre, I know we were debating a little bit back and forth about my man T.I., you know, aside from the lyrical, you know, from a lyrical standpoint, from a hip hop standpoint, I was really impressed with what I saw last night on T.I. and Tiny's show. I mean, to be honest with y'all, like, I saw something that is so, I mean, it's totally missing from television. It's missing from the movies that we see depicted on, you know, on the big screen is missing from actual real life relationships. What we don't see, and what the media is really not capturing. And I've been trying to think about, like, wow, where else have I seen something like this? And it's very hard to do, if not impossible. What I saw that I was so impressed with about T.I. is that, you know, he's coming out of jail. He's been on everybody's stuff, you know, rapping, just killing these verses. Everything he's putting out is hot. He's talking about the BET performance. And, I mean, just doing a lot of things, running around, getting his company back to where he wants it to be. But not only did he make time to go to his first son's football game, you know, which was great in and of itself. And, I mean, so many men just aren't there. That, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't understand that these kids don't care about how much money you have. They don't care about the BET Award. They just want you to be there. And so many fathers are not there. You know what I mean? And T.I. was there. He made it a point to be there. And then on the, you know, later on, I don't know if you guys saw it, but he wanted to be at his other son's game. And he was going there, but some things happened. The driver missed the exit or whatever. And he had to make a choice. You know, and I was so impressed by that. You know what I mean? It was one or the other. And the BET Awards is a big thing. And his people were putting pressure on him. But he said, yo, I got to, you know. You could tell that he really was disappointed that he couldn't be there. So he told the driver to turn around. He said, I got to be there. He said, you know, we'll make it work. We'll figure it out with the BET thing. But I got to be at my son's game. And that's like huge. You know what I mean? So many men, you know. I mean, and a lot of times women. They're just not there. And a lot of these kids nowadays are growing up with not so good images of their parents and about themselves because they didn't have that someone there to say, wow, you're, you know, good job. I'm proud of you. You know what I mean? And they're going out. If you're a woman, you turn up being hoes and prostitutes and strippers. If you know, a lot of these young kids, because they didn't have a father, they're ending up selling drugs, wilding out, becoming womanizers and different things. So just really do commend T.I., you know, support. I mean, like I said, I feel like he's one of the best rapper out right now. But aside from that, he's really, you know, being a stand-up guy, saying, I made some mistakes, I did some wrong, and I'm trying to fix it. Morgan, any thoughts on that? Did you happen to see the T.I. and Tiny show?
I didn't see the show, but what I'll see, I saw his interview actually with Wendy Williams. And he just basically said that, look, I'm moving forward from here. I made some mistakes, but that's over now. I'm moving forward here. I'm here for my kids. You know, I'm here for my wife. We have a good relationship, and that's what you're going to see on the show. This is not reality TV. This is just a look inside of our lives. So, and I have to respect him for that, period. I mean, he don't pimp out his woman to the industry. As I said on Facebook, that's not the type of man he is. He respects his woman, and he'd do anything for it. And, you know, you have to respect that, period. A lot of people said that Tiny don't look the best. Okay, granted, she may not be the prettiest woman in the world, but she's the type of woman for him. She's still the type of woman that for, you know, most elite men, whether or not T.I. is elite or not, it doesn't matter. But for elite men, they're looking for that supportive woman that's going to be there no matter what. So if you were the type of chick that was going to walk away or have another dude on the side while he was locked up, you're not the woman that's going to be. And that's why he married Tiny.
Absolutely. And she definitely lets him know that she's not afraid to cater to him. You know, just little things she says on the show, little things she does on the show. She's not into all the back and forth. I mean, just to me, you know, and for real, just to be real with y'all, you know, and Dre, you can tell me what you think, man. I mean, no, she's not the most beautiful woman in the world, but for some of these women out here that I see hating on her, she looks a lot better and keeps herself up a lot better than some of these chicks that I see hating. You know what I mean? And if that's you hating on Tiny, I mean, what do you look like? You know what I'm saying? Like, Dre, any thoughts on that T.I., the whole T.I. and Tiny situation? How you feel about it?
He's attracted to what he's attracted to. It doesn't matter, you know, what she looks like. And I kind of agree with you with the hating. Like, a lot of women do that. They see a woman that might even look better than them, and they talk down on them because they're not in a position where that woman is because they want to be there. So, you know, they have nothing else better to do than just to hate and say negative things about them instead of being looking at all the positive things that she brings to his life.
Yeah, absolutely. So it is what it is, man. You know, don't be a hater. Just be a you know, congratulator. Look, you know, serious. And when I say that, I'm not being like, you know, tongue in cheek with it. I'm saying really congratulator. Like, wow, you got a really good dude. You know, I mean, you guys seem to be happy because she has, at the end of the day, what most of you guys are striving for. So don't hate. You know what I mean? Don't talk about how she looks. You know, because a lot of you are single. You know, so I mean, I'm just being real with y'all. Let's talk about it, though. There's a lot to talk about in regards to this whole, you know, cater to youth thing. And I just want to open it up by saying this. Well, first and foremost, feel free to call in. I want to hear some stories tonight. We got some great calls last night, or really the last couple of nights. So, you know, share your stories. We heard last night from a woman from Wisconsin who has been listening to this show for. Wait, was it Wisconsin? No, I'm sorry, San Diego. Another woman from Wisconsin called in, but the woman I'm referring to was calling in from San Diego. She's been listening for over a year and a half, and she said as a result of listening to this advice and implementing it into her life, she said she doesn't even get a chance to listen to the show like that because this time is spent with her son and her man, her elite man as she referred to him as. So I don't have a problem with that. That's about the only reason you guys have an excuse not to listen to this show is if you're spending quality time with that elite man that you've gotten, most likely from being, you know, and doing the things that we talk about here on this show. And I, like I said, I sent in her a free copy of What Women Need to Know But Don't Want to Hear. If you guys haven't gotten your copy, get it right now. It's on sale at DaDonTolbert.com for only $9.99. Ah, man, what else, man? I said on Facebook, one of the things I said is that, you know, ladies, the things you're not willing to do, another woman will. You know, and I just want to put that out there as we get into tonight's show and cater to you. I mean, a lot of y'all don't want to do anything. A lot of y'all want these men to do stuff for you, but you're not willing to do anything. Y'all want a man to pay for a dinner, but you're not willing to take him out. You know, you want your back rub, but you're not willing to rub his feet. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously, Dre, I mean, I'm sure you come across a lot of women like that. It's like, you know, but they don't realize that somebody will do it. You may not want to rub feet. You may not want to give a massage. You might not want to, you know, treat them out to dinner, but somebody does. Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, you got to be willing to, it's, the world is about give and take. You can't just take and never give. So, you know, one of the main things as men that we look for is we want to feel appreciated. We want to know that, you know, all the things that we try to do for you, try to provide for you aren't in vain and you're not just taking it lightly. So, you know, maybe you don't have to take us out or do or pay for a date or whatever like that, but just, you know, showing us a nice back rub or, you know, our feet hurt, maybe massage our feet sometimes or a nice, you know, breakfast, take care of us when we're sick, things like that, just to show that, you know, you appreciate us and we're thought about these little things that we need.
That's really what it's all about right there. You know, let us know that you're thinking about us. You know what I mean? Morgan, as a woman, how do you feel about that, seeing some of these selfish chicks out here who aren't willing to do anything but want stuff done for them? I mean, any advice from a woman's standpoint in regards to other women, you know, being able to step up and maybe taking their man?
A lot of women take that phrase and they take the whole task on that. Just because you think that you can get someone else's man by opening your legs is the same thing that he's going to get bored with. I read an article earlier that was on the Huffington Post, and I posted it. And I don't know if you got a chance to see it, Daron, but this comes from a woman that was divorced 3 times, had 3 husbands. But she said some of the same things that we talk about on a regular basis. Women are angry. They're selfish. You know, they're only focused on, you know, me. You know, they're not worried about those things. They don't cater to that man. It was 5 things, and a lot of women don't do that. A hot meal. I see so many guys on my page just like, geez, I wish I could get a hot meal. Now, I can't give all them hot meals or anything like that. But it's like, dang, I wish my wife would do that for me. I wish my girlfriend would do that for me or anything like that. Trust me, you think you're secure in your relationship? He will find a woman that maybe has less income, that is willing to cook him a hot meal or rub his back or do anything like that. So it's, you know, trust and believe. I might be single right now, but all those things, the reason why, you know, I can say these things is because I did these things. They may not have necessarily been for that right man, but when the elite man that I'm supposed to have comes and finds me, he won't have any complaints.
That's the thing about it, too. And those are great points made by Morgan. I see a couple calls on the line. We'll go to the lines in a second. But what she's saying is, you know, y'all have to understand. And I, just as a man, like, do y'all know when men go out, they talk? Like, yo, man, what's up with you? You know, what's going on? How's your lady doing? How's your wife, man? Everything good? You know, everything's cool? You know, whether we're going to the gym, whether we're going to just grab a couple drinks after work, you know, going to the club, I mean, wherever. Doesn't matter. You know, men are talking, and y'all have to know, you know, barbershop talk, like, that's what this is all about. You need to know that, you know, there are a lot of unhappy men out here, and it's not right, but a lot of men are not communicators, unfortunately, and that's their fault. You know what I mean? That's a flaw that they struggle with, but at the same time, you guys still need to know that, you know, that's where the self-reflection comes in. You need to ask yourself, is my man satisfied in the essential three ways? You know what I mean? Mentally, emotionally, and physically. You know what I'm saying? If you're not satisfying your man in those three ways, even though he may not articulate that to you, maybe he's not complaining every time he sees you, he still may be plotting his exit. He may be spending time in the strip club. He may be having sex with other women. You know what I'm saying? Other men who, you know, I'm just being real with y'all. It's not, you know, I'm not saying it's a justification. We've done shows on exactly the real, you know, the real reasons why men cheat. But I'm trying to help y'all avoid it from happening to you and maintain successful relationships. A big part of that is going to be making sure that your man is satisfied. A big part of that is catering to your man. Trey, anything to add to that?
Yeah, definitely. You know, catering to your man is something that all of us men look for. It's something that's a necessity because, like I said earlier in the conversation, it's the appreciation factor. You know, all men want to feel appreciated no matter, you know, what they tell you or matter how much they may be quiet about it. At the end of the day, we're all evaluating, you know, how our women treat us and how they make us feel. And if we don't feel appreciated, like, you know, appreciative and supported, like the man that, you know, one of the stories that Dana always talks about, when the man told his wife about his hopes and dreams, you know, she wasn't really feeling it, and what did he do? He went out and got it elsewhere. So you just got to be cognizant of, you know, what you're doing and appreciate your man.
Yeah, that's a classic. I don't know if you guys missed that show. I think that was on the How to Be. It was on. We talked about it on a number of occasions. We talked about it in our first, you know, Why Do Men Cheat special, and most recently, I think I reread it on, you know, the definition of a supportive woman, what it means to be a truly supportive woman. And I mean, you know, if you're not doing those things, something bad will happen to you. It's just that's what's going to happen. You know, not right or wrong, it will happen. So let's go to the phone lines. I see a couple calls here. I see a call here from the 719 area code. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Tuesdays.
What's up? This is Virgil from Colorado, man.
Hey, Virgil, what's going on?
Not much, man. I've been listening to your show a couple of months, and I can guarantee, as far as I'm concerned, as a black man, there's not one piece of advice you have given that has been bad advice. There's a passage in the Bible that says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" Meaning, only God sees, even when you're fronting in front of all these people, God sees what's really in your heart. So why do you expect him to bless you when your motives are truly selfish? And then you sit here, and a lot of women say, "Hey, I want love, I want this, I want that." But a lot of you just want that man with status, that man with things to give to you. And it kind of relates to the catering to you thing, because you can't cater them because you pretty much got what you want. And I don't know, man. I mean, black women, I see women kind of attack you on the Facebook thing. You know what I mean? Some of us brothers care enough about y'all to tell y'all the truth. So don't take that for granted. I mean, I swear to God, you must feel like Jerry Maguire, like, black women, help me help you. You know?
Yeah. Hey, man, and you know, stick around tonight, man, if you can, because you always have some good views that the ladies need to hear. I mean, my thing, you're right, man, I get a lot of it, and it's to this day, it baffles my mind. It's like one of the things that I'll never understand. It's like, you know, you see these stray dogs out here just wandering aimlessly lost, and you say, Dad, he looks kind of skinny and malnourished. You know, here, let me just give you some food, give you something. Let me try to help you. And, you know, a dog just snaps at you and attacks you. And I'm like, wow, I'm just, you know what I mean? I'm like literally one of the only men in this country, you know, from a public standpoint that, like you said, genuinely cares enough to try to help women. No ulterior motives, no nothing, just literally helps women just for the heck of it. And women, and single women that who are lost, who are looking for what I'm trying to help them get, are the ones debating. And that's just something that is one of the most ironic things in the history of the world, you know. So, but, you know, it is what it is. You just got to, you know, stories like what we heard last night from the woman from San Diego and the thousands of other emails and stories that I have saved in my testimonies folder, like, that's what makes it worthwhile for me. You know, even if you go to Dayton Tolba right now, I even uploaded about maybe 10 out of those 1,000. I get somebody to just upload them all on there so you guys can read them. But just, you know, go to Dayton Tolba right now. There are like at least 10 or 11 stories of how this show has helped women be found and totally change their lives. You know what I mean? So, You know, just don't debate. A lot of stuff is going to be hard to hear. It's going to be hard to swallow. But if you take it in, if you listen, you know, it'll work out better for you. One of the things I said on Facebook in regards to this topic before we, because I actually want to play this song for you guys, you know, and that's going to kind of set the tone for where we're going to go with this show. But one of the things I said, ladies, when's the last time you rubbed your man's feet? When's the last time you cooked his favorite meal? I said that Beyonce's made hundreds of songs, but her best and most important song is Catered to You. Following the lyrics of that song will be music to your man's ears, and the key word there is and it will actually make him want to cater to your needs. And that's the key word there, you know, because a lot of women, they will nag, they will manipulate, they'll just be mad and argue about the fact that their man is not doing certain things. So he'll do them just because he doesn't want to hear any, you know, he doesn't want any problems. But that's not what you want, ladies. You don't want a man to propose to you because you threaten to leave him at the end of the summer if he hasn't proposed. You don't want a man to, you know, stay home with you because you always complain that he's always out with his friends. You want that man to do those things on his own free will because he wants to. You know, catering to him will put him into that mindset of actually wanting to do these things. You know what I mean? And a lot of you, unfortunately, have not really mastered that concept. You know what I mean? Morgan, is that something you can agree with from a woman's standpoint?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I completely agree. The other two points that really got me that were really hard though about that article was that he actually said one of the points were you're a bitch and you're a liar. And the liar point is the part that a lot of women do. They tend to get with a guy and he tells them he's not ready for a relationship. So they lie to him and say, that's okay, that's fine, that's not really what I want, all while having sex with him. You can still lie to him constantly, so then you get upset when, you know, he doesn't actually finally see that, oh, maybe I should commit to her, when that's not what he wanted to do. You said you made an agreement. You said that you were committed to having sex with him without a relationship because he wasn't, quote-unquote, ready for it. And a lot of women, they get those things, they cater to those men, and then once they meet a great guy, then they're sitting up there, oh, well, I did that for the last guy. But this is a new person, and this person is treating you better than the last person. But yet you're so angry, so we're all tied together.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it is what it is. Definitely listen to, if you don't want to listen to me, people like Dre, people like Virgil from Colorado, you know what I mean, Steve from Chicago. I mean, we got black men calling in from all over the country pretty much saying the same thing. My man called in from Florida, you know, regarding these the love and hip hop chicks. Like, that's not what any man wants, you know. How often do you see Chrissy catering to Jim Jones? You know what I mean? Like, did you ever see NeNe catering to Greg, even when they were together, you know, from Real Housewives of Atlanta? I mean, do any of those women, any of the basketball chicks, do you really ever see them catering to their man? No, you don't. Absolutely not. And it's no surprise, or it should be no surprise. That's why a lot of those women are not wives at all. You know what I mean? So, you know, it is what it is. Real quick, before I play this song, I want to read something. A young woman said, she said, "I'm not going to lie. Listening to your show last night and every night is better than watching any TV show on the air right now. It's very informative and just real. I could write a book solely based on what I've learned simply from listening to you guys. Two thumbs up." And, you know, stuff like that, I appreciate that. I know there's a lot of stuff on TV. There's a lot of different things to do, but, you know, I pride myself on having an informative show as well as an entertaining show. So, you know, it is what it is. I appreciate that. And shout out to Gerald again. Like I said, Gerald is under the weather today, so he'll be back a little bit later in the week. But right now I'm going to do this. I'm going to play Destiny's Child, Cater to You, because everything I want to talk about after this point is specifically from that song. We're going to play the song. And really, you know how we do things here. Really listen. You know, when we talk about these songs, really listen to them. Listen to the words. You know, you don't just, you know, be focused on the melody, but actually listen to what's being said. Because this is, and we're going to break it down, but literally, while you're listening, understand that every single word, every single line, every stanza, every verse is exactly, 100% exactly. It's a blueprint. This is the greatest song in history in regards to making sure your man is happy. You take this song, write it down, frame the words, you exhibit it, you know what I'm saying, you know, into your everyday life, implement it, you will be straight. Your man will be good. Your marriage will be good. Your relationship will be fine. You will get that ring that you've been craving. I 100% guarantee you. So listen to these words. We'll come back in a couple minutes. We'll talk about it. Call in with questions. If you are, you have an elite man who you do cater to, I need to hear from you tonight. 646-200-0366. I'm in a good mood tonight. I want to give away another copy of What Women Need to Know But Don't Want to Hear. If you're not one of the lucky winners, get it right now. DeDonTolbert.com. Here's Beyonce, Destiny's Child, Cater to You.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. You wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, wanna manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got to flip up your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. So is there something you need me to do? If you want it, say the word. I know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body and spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my
Cater to You, and you know, it's really just a great song. You got a chance to hear the lyrics, you got a chance to hear the, you know, the each of their verses, and they, I mean, even though they were singing about different things, they all hit on some very, very important and key points in regards to you know, catering to their man. Dre, man, what's your thoughts on that song? I know you've heard it before, but just hearing it again in this moment, anything you want to touch on?
Yeah, I think one of the great parts of the song is when she said that she wants to be the woman that she always wants to be, the woman that he, when he first met her, be the same woman, you know, keeping herself up, you know. So that doesn't only have to imply to keeping herself up physically. That can also apply to attitude, because, you know, over time a lot of people change, you know, within the relationship. That's how you see a lot of people, you know, growing apart and not growing together. So, you know, just maintaining that aspect of the relationship is, you know, one of the great things that, like, we all look for. And, you know, even through ourselves, we want to be the same guy that you fell in love with, so you will want to cater to us and not, you know, grow apart.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of my favorite. That's probably my favorite line, interestingly enough, in the whole song, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. Virgil, man, what's your thoughts on that song? Man, how do you feel about Cater to You?
Man, that's an amazing song. It's almost crazy that actually came from Destiny's Child, to be real with you. Like I said, some women, they hear that and they're like, well, I ain't gonna kiss up to no man or whatever. But it's not about kissing up to him. It's about showing gratitude for what you have. The same way you want a man to show gratitude towards you. I mean, that's almost like a dream, man.
Right, right. It's funny. I said the same thing earlier. It's very ironic. It's extremely ironic that came from Destiny's Child, Beyonce. You know, it's who would have thought? But it is what it is. It's an amazing song, like you said. Morgan, how do you feel about Cater to You? What you know, from a woman's standpoint, you know, just what are some of the key things that stood out at you?
I think that, I mean, it's definitely a good song. It's definitely a good guideline, but it starts off more than you getting your lessons from a song. You know, those are some things that are taught at home, and some of these women are raising daughters, and they're just teaching them to be angry and
and BS's and lie and everything else, and kind of wonder where little girls are. I posted like one of the little hand game songs on Facebook, and you know, a girl posted it, said, "Little girls don't play those games no more." I said, "Yeah, they're too busy being women."
Yeah, let me. I want to start off with the beginning of the song, and I just want to work my way through, because there's like there was. I listened to this song, and we've touched on this song, but we never did a whole show. And literally, we're not even going to have enough time to talk about all the points that are made in this song. It's not even the points that you think that you hear. It's the points that, you know, we're going to uncover. We're going to go to the root of this stuff. And it's so deep. And this is one of the deepest things that you guys probably totally missed, that because it's not, you know what I mean, you don't think about it in this way. But one of the things she says here is so important in the beginning. She says, "Baby, I see you working hard. You know what I mean? I want to let you know that I'm proud." You know what I mean? She says, "I want to let you know that I admire what you do. The more if I need to reassure you that my life would be purposeless without you." Now that's, you know what I mean? I'm be honest, I didn't even catch that, you know, just listening to it on the radio or whatever. I was like, I printed out the lyrics, and I was just like, wow, that's some deep stuff right there. A lot of y'all don't realize that these men get up 6 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, work 10-hour days, 12-hour days, you know, for their families, for you. A lot of stuff is for you. You guys think it's for them, but a lot of stuff is for you. And a lot of times, it goes unnoticed. A lot of these women, you know what I mean? Y'all never say, you know, thank you or, wow, baby, I see you. Or at least, you know what I'm saying? Like, acknowledge it that he's putting in all this work. He's doing X, Y, and Z to make a better life for you. You know, a lot of y'all take it for granted. You just sit back and collect the checks. Now, and I commend the women who don't do that, but I'm just saying there are a lot of men, or excuse me, women who I know, or I should say men, who feel that way. They feel unappreciated. They feel like their work is in vain. So here she's saying, in regards to catering to you, catering to her man, she's saying, "Baby, I see you working hard. I just want to let you know that I'm proud of you. I see that you got that promotion at work. I see that you brought home a nice check. You know, I actually see it. Your hard work is not going unnoticed. Just, it's the smallest things like that that make a man really love you and unconditionally and want to work hard for you unconditionally. See, a lot of you guys are with men where their love is conditional. You know, they're just doing it just to do it. But when you really stroke a man's ego like that, when you truly, truly show him that you appreciate him, man, y'all don't even realize you won't have to worry about that man cheating. You won't have to worry about him seeking that approval in another woman. He'll be doing all those things for you. You know what I mean? Think about it. If you were constantly doing, and it was going unnoticed or unappreciated, at some point you're going to stop doing those things, right? It is what it is. Virgil, any thoughts on that, man? Because that's a very deep verse right there.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And it's about, you know, differentiating yourself from other women. If all you can offer is nagging and some booty from time to time, you're no different than the other woman. So, I mean, I got many of stories to tell you about, you know, situations where, you know, I felt underappreciated. But, you know, that's a good point.
Man, that's the we as men all have stories like that. Dre, you ever felt like that? You ever felt unappreciated by a woman? Or like, you know, anybody ever came up to you like, "Yo, I see what you're doing. I see you out there working, and I appreciate it."
Yeah, I definitely felt unappreciated before. You know, and that's one of the worst feelings ever, because it feels like, you know, nothing you ever do is good enough. And you know what happened? I did what I had to do. Like I started to seek appreciation elsewhere. It's not right, but that's what happens. And it's like over a period of time, you know, it's only just so much you can take, and you know, you just gotta move on.
That's, ladies, listen up. Dre has felt unappreciated. I felt unappreciated. Virgil has felt unappreciated. Every black man out here at some point in their life in some relationship has felt unappreciated. Trust me. You, like Virgil said, man, you know, giving him some occasional booty is not enough. That's actually nothing. That's like a fraction of what we need. See, we as men are very emotional beings. Y'all think we're sexual beings. We're more emotional and mental than we are sexual. You know what I mean? You guys have to stimulate our minds, stimulate our emotions. You know, that y'all know that, right? Like, y'all know, you think, the funniest thing, one of the most unfortunate things that most women think is that when men cheat, you think it's about sex. And you guys have no idea. It's not, it has nothing to do with sex 90% of the time. More often than not, if he's in a significant, serious relationship with you and he cheats, most likely he's not what he getting what he needs emotionally and mentally. And he seeks that attention elsewhere. You know, and that attention doesn't have to be sexual, and it most likely will not be sexual. But when he finds that he's, you know, whatever he's seeking, that attention that he's seeking, that emotional attention, that mental stimulation, yeah, it will become sexual. But please know that that's not how it started out. And again, I'm not making excuses. I'm not justifying that cheating, because cheating is wrong no matter how you slice it. But you need to know why it happened so that you can avoid it from happening to you. Some women will get that and start really self-reflecting. Other women will say, I don't know about that, Dayton. Cheating is wrong, and men cheat because they can, and men cheat because they can't keep. You know, I guarantee if you have that mentality, you've been cheated on, and you will continue to be cheated on. You know, let's go to the phone lines. I see a couple calls. We're talking tonight about how to cater you to your man. What does that mean? You know what I mean? What will that look like? What will happen if you don't cater to your man? Taking calls, 646-200-0366. Hit the number 1 on your keypad. See a call here from the 619 area code. Welcome to the Daydon Tolbert Show.
Hey, Daydon. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hey, Daydon. It's Giselle from San Diego. I actually called in last night to thank you for your show and meeting my elite man. And I'm actually glad you're doing this topic. I have a couple of my homegirls over here now listening to this, because I follow that song, and they used to always say, oh, you know, I don't know why you're doing that and this and that, but, you know, he appreciates it, because when he comes over, I just make sure to ask him how was his day, because I know he has a stressful job, and he doesn't want to hear about, you know, gossip or whatever's going on. He just, maybe he wants to talk, or maybe he had a bad day. So I just kind of make sure I don't do all that nagging and stuff. So
that's great. And it's no surprise that you have an elite man. Now, what are some things? So you do that stuff, and your girlfriends say, why are you doing that?
Yeah, they think, I don't know, they think it's weird. Like, I like to do massages and stuff like that, and he'll complain about, you know, lower back pain or whatever. And I'm also going to medical school, so I told him, you know, maybe one night I'll give him a massage. So, and they just think, oh, why are you doing that for? He should be giving you a massage, you know, stuff like that. So,
Wow.
We get into it a couple of times.
I appreciate you calling in, man. That's the young woman who called in, you know, implements this stuff into her life, and she has an elite man. I mean, it's not, you know, it's not rocket science. It's not hard to figure out. If you're that type of woman that you just heard from, very pleasant, very humble, very caring, you know, intuitive to what her man is going through, acknowledges the fact that he does have a stressful job and goes out of her way to make sure he's taken care of in every way, you know, I told her, you know, hit me up when he actually proposes, because that day is coming. You know what I mean? If you're like her girlfriends who are questioning why she's doing stuff, what do you mean? How can you? Who would question something like that? You know what I mean? Like, that's what all men want. That's what you guys should be doing. Most likely that's why the girlfriends are single and not, you know, calling into the show with their story. So, it's, you know, it is what it is. Dre, any thoughts on what our caller from San Diego had to say?
Yeah, it's just funny how, you know, single girlfriends give her such a bad advice, because they don't have a man to do that for. So, you know, they think, you know, well, why should you be doing that? You should just, you know, let him do everything. Like, that's the mentality that a lot of, you know, women have, and they poison their good friend, the friends that do actually have a man and are doing good, they poison them with that. You know, I'm glad she doesn't listen to that, because it's just crazy to me. I find it real crazy.
Yeah, it's like a cancer, you know, hanging with your single girlfriends. I mean, don't ladies, you got to start hanging out with married couples. You got to start hanging out with people who are in love. You know what I mean? It will rub off on you. You'll see what works. You'll see what doesn't work. And you'll get that. But if you're just hanging with your single girlfriends, going to the club, hating on women like Tiny and you know, giving bad advice, I mean, misery loves company. So it is what it is. Couple other points that I want, a little point in here, not even nothing really major, but one of the things she says is, if I want it, I got it. But when I ask you, you provide it. And I just thought that's one of those little lines that she says in there, and that's a great line because it's a give and take. That's how relationships should be. They shouldn't be, you know, one-sided. They shouldn't be, you know, women catering to the man and the man, and, you know, not catering to women. None of that. It's, you know, give and take. She says, if I want it, you know, you make sure I have it, you know. But when I ask you, you know, you provide. I mean, it's just, you know, give and take. So it's just a great example of how things should be as opposed to often how they are. Another thing I found, and this song is kind of long. There are a lot, so I just want to kind of jump around a little bit because there's so much stuff that I want to talk about tonight. One of the things she says is, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Let me sit back and pour out my love letter. You know, ladies, you ever written your man a love letter? You know what I'm saying? You know, do you ever do that? Do you ever just sit back and tell him, you know, how you feel, you know, or, you know, about him? Does he know? You know, Virgil, how do you feel about that, man? Is that something that you're into? You know, a woman just telling you how she feels? And you ever gotten a love letter? You know what I mean? I mean, that stuff sounds so old-fashioned, but that's when, you know, old-fashioned is when marriages were great, when relationships were great, when people did, quote-unquote, corny stuff like that. And how do you feel about that, Virgil?
Oh, most definitely, man. And you hit the nail right in the head when you said the old-fashioned. See, women have to understand in nature they're nurturers. When, you know, your little kid, they get hurt or whatever, they always run to mama, you know what I'm saying? Well, a man is no different. I mean, you know what I'm saying? We're kind of like kids, kind of inside. You know, we need that when we're against the world and we have to face this world. We need that pretty much that, hey, you know, go out. I don't care what no one says. I got your back regardless. So it's also the reason why so many women find themselves cheated on. If you're not sitting here telling your man these things, another woman would most definitely, she's willing to.
Yeah, man, it's just, you know, it's unfortunate. A lot of women don't, they don't see that. You know, they're not cognizant of, and you know, you gotta, let me just tell you, like I told y'all earlier, men are often not going to be the best communicators. So every day you need to wake up with the mentality and in the mindset of, what can I do to make my man, you know, happy? What would put a smile on his face today? And if you guys are saying, well, why has it got to be all about the women, Dayton? Why I got to do that? How come he's not doing it? What you don't realize is if you're dealing with an elite man who has a woman who's waking up every day with that type of mentality, again, that will put him into the mindset of making sure all your wants and needs are taken care of. So you'll ultimately get what you want and need and then some. You know what I'm saying? But it starts with you. Like Virgil said, like we say every day, you have to differentiate yourself from these other women. Most women are sitting back just trying to, you know, just chill and be taken care of, and, you know, and, or not being, you know, cognizant of how he's feeling, what he's thinking, what he wants. So, you know, you gotta be different. Let's talk about after a long, hard day's work. You know, this is Kelly, Kelly Rowland. And Beyonce, I give her a lot of credit for really, you know, singing those lyrics. I know she didn't write the song, but, you know, it's just the things that she's saying in that verse. You know, we did another show a couple months ago, and not even a couple months ago, probably about a month ago, on the definition of love. One of my all-time favorite songs, another ironic song, ironic little piece of information is 1+1, you know, where Beyonce basically defines love. You know what I mean? A classic song that we did a whole show on. You know, she's got it in her. You know what I mean? She has the power. Beyonce, do you guys know that out of the Time magazine rated the top three most influential women, not black women, the top three most influential women in this country, they're all black. the top three most influential women were Oprah Winfrey, Michelle Obama, and Beyonce. Beyonce was rated the most influential woman in this country, which is kind of scary, to be honest with you, considering the things that she sings about the vast majority of the time, the messages that she puts out. But she has the power to literally keep most black women single, which she's currently doing. But every so often, she does have the power, and sometimes shows it, to sing about things and put out messages that will make elite men wife them up. And it's like Kanye said, no one man should have all that power. No one woman should really have all that power to either keep women single. I mean, I'm talking about millions of women. You guys know that, right? You know what I mean? She's, you know, when Independent Woman came out, that song is exactly why so many women, successful black women, are single to this day. You guys know that. Soldier, which we're going to talk about later in the week, that song is exactly why many women are single today. You know, those types of lyrics. Party is she's keeping it going. It's generational. You know, singing about little girls. I may be young, but I'm ready to give you all my love. Just don't tell nobody tomorrow. Now, 15 and 16-year-old girls are saying, I'm young, but I'm ready. I told my girls he can get it, and they're going out having sex at 14 years old. You know what I mean? It's just perpetuating the cycle. A whole new generation will be messed up, just like she messed up a generation 10 years ago. It's crazy. Virgil, any thoughts on that, man? Have you witnessed this? Have you seen this that the power that women like Beyonce has?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. And like you said before, you know, She has the power to change lives, but she also has the power to ruin them. Pretty much, you know, I think the devil somehow is working to Beyonce at times. You know, I mean, and you're right, around 1999, 2000, I mean, I was just in basic, and all I heard was Independent Woman stuff. And it pretty much was the turn of black women actually, you know, kind of losing their hearts and more worried about what they could gain from a man. It's a pretty sad situation.
It's very sad, and you're right. The devil has a lot to do with it. Do I think Beyonce is a bad person? No. But I think we all know the devil is able to use certain people to, you know, to destroy this world. That's, you know, I mean, there's that aspect of it, and then there's, you know, just the powers that be. It's the, you know, the people who play the music, who are responsible for the record spins and the multi-million dollar budgets and the concert tours, the people who make that stuff happen, the people who are paying Beyonce, they're responsible for everything in this country. They're running this country, and it's modern-day slavery. It's no surprise that, you know, the songs you hear in the black community are sexual. You know, they know black women are out here having sex. They know men, you know, whether it's either violent or sexual, is one of the two. You know, people singing about guns and drugs, or people singing about sex. You know, and that's what it's keeping the black community oppressed. What's the last love song you heard getting a whole bunch of spins on the major urban radio station in your, you know what I mean, in your city? What happened to artists like Patti LaBelle and, you know, Tank and Tyrese and Jaheim? Now they're on those alternative stations. Now they don't get any record plays. They're not cool anymore. Now all you hear is the Miguels, the Trey Songs, the people who are coming out singing about nothing but sex. You guys notice that? I think it's a coincidence. It's all modern-day slavery. But it is what it is. Let's keep it moving, though, just because I don't want to take too much time to talk about that. After a long, hard day's work, this is actually my favorite verse in the whole song. Dre, when she says, after a long, hard day's work, let me help you. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. You know what I mean? What do you want to eat, boo? Let me feed you. Let me run your bath water. Whatever you desire, I'll aspire. What a great freaking verse that is, man. Dre, how you feel about that? You ever come home and a woman just do all those things for you?
Yeah, man, it's a good feeling. You know, just good feeling of what, you know, your woman to go through, you know, all those things to help you feel good and take care of you, make you feel special. You know, I definitely had that experience before, and it's something I definitely appreciate.
Yo, it's the best thing in the world, guys. You got to do that. After a long, hard day's work, you know, take off his shoes, untie his shoestrings, you know, take off his cufflinks. Yeah, he can do it himself, but it's just the fact that you're actively, you know, thinking about and appreciative of him. You know, what do you want to eat? Maybe he's hungry. Let me feed you. You know, let me get this bath water together. Whatever you desire. You know, a lot of people take that in a, like, you know, you say, well, I don't want to be submissive. I'm so used to being independent. I don't know how to be submissive. I feel like that has a negative connotation to it. Submissive. I'm not submissive. But you guys don't realize is the most submissive women are the strongest women. It takes a very strong woman to be submissive. You know, weak women are the ones who are walking around out here afraid to submit. You know, to especially when you have an elite man, a man of God. You know what I mean? You know, so it's just unfortunate that so many women don't see that. Morgan, how do you feel about that? Submissiveness, women, you know, running bath water, giving massage, taking off cufflinks, all that stuff. You know, any advice for the women listening in?
I mean, me personally, that's kind of one of my best traits. You know, I actually love being submissive, period. You know, I love when a man is kind of is in charge because he takes his guidance from God. So I don't mind being submissive to that. That's not an issue at all. But a lot of women just don't realize that the same way those little things mean something to us, or the same way those little things mean something to him. You know, just rubbing his back without him asking means something. Versus, hey, can you rub my back? And then you just kind of do it halfway, and he can tell you don't mean it, which is why, you know, some women wind up trying to figure out, well, how do you get over the relationship so quick? Or why is it over? Why did you sleep around? I was here. You know, I had the kids. I've been around for 7 years. So what? You kind of push that man away by getting too comfortable.
Absolutely. This next verse is crazy. I heard this, so I didn't even notice it until I actually printed out and read these lyrics. This is pretty sickening right here. This is a great freaking, you know, couple lines. She says, "Let me sing you a song. Let me turn the game on. I'll brush your hair. I help you put your do-rag on." That's crazy right there. That's like the best possible thing, you know, on so many levels. It, obviously, Beyonce has a nice voice. Who wouldn't want to hear a song from Beyonce after a nice long day? You know what I mean? Just being thoughtful. That's nice. But this is the best thing right here. She says, I'll turn the game on. Now, let's just talk about that for a second, you know what I mean, if we can. Like, we know, like, I'm a football fan. I like basketball. I like sports. When we're watching sports, a lot of times, some are more passionate about it than others. But when that game is on, and we're into it, we don't want to be disturbed. You know what I mean? We don't want to be interrupted. We just want to watch the game. That's it. A lot of women, they don't really care for that time period because they know, because a lot of them are selfish, for real, and they don't want to be neglected during that time. So they don't want to turn the game on. In fact, they're trying to get on Desperate Housewives. They're trying to, because they don't want to be ignored or neglected. So, you know what I mean? But she's saying, I'll turn the game on, because not because I like the game, not because I like football, but because I know you like football, and that's what will make you happy. So let me do what's going to make you happy. Let me cater to you. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy right there, man. That's like the best. That's actually my new favorite line, because a lot of women that would never do something like that. How many women out here would do something that they know would take away from the attention that man is giving them? It's not too many. It's very few women, actually, that would do stuff like that. Dre, am I right?
Yeah, 100% right, man. You know, the games on Sundays, and, you know, if you're a crazy basketball fan and you follow your team, you know, that's real important to us, because that's, you know, a lot of us play football in college, basketball, you know, all throughout their lives, and that's the only way we can still have that type of, you know, camaraderie, and we still, you know, feel like we're still a part of the game, and, you know, even though it's not professional, we just get a, you know, a rise out of it. So you don't want to be disturbed. And a lot of women, they feel like, well, you got to watch this for 3 hours and blah, blah, blah. You got to watch the game also. Every game that comes on TV, I mean, you don't want to hear that, ladies. I mean, you just got to accept it. And on the flip side, as fellas, we gotta sometimes bend for the women, too. We can't just always have it our way. We got to take some interest in the things that they like to watch, too. Like, you know, maybe they want to watch Basketball Wives, even though it's a crazy show, or, you know, The Real Housewives of Atlanta, or, you know, Beverly Hills, to live through those women. So, you know, it's a give and take, like we said.
Yeah, and that's a great point, man. That's what it's all about. It's definitely all about, see, and keep in mind, again, like, a lot of women are hearing this, and they're not used to dealing with elite men. They're used to dealing with these no-good niggas. So they're like, well, you're listening from a jaded, you know, standpoint. You're thinking that, well, these niggas, that's not the type of man I'm dealing with. If I did that, he doesn't reciprocate. Like, that's not what this show is about. This show is about doing these things for an elite man, meaning a man who's obtained the favor of God, a man who's going to love you unconditionally and be the best possible man, treat you in the best type of way. So you're not going to have those issues with a man like that. So that just know that as you hear us talking about these things, that we're not talking about these psychos out here, these losers out here who are going to just sit up there and watch the game all day, every day, and never pay you any attention. I'm not talking about those men. You know what I mean? So if you can't relate, then most likely that means you've got some self-reflection to do. You know what I mean? I see a call here on the from the 585 area code. Welcome to Barbershop Talk Tuesday.
And I'm sure they're getting a study, a thorough review.
Okay, are you there? 585? All right, I don't know what they got going on over there, but give us a call, man. We're taking calls, 646-200-0366. Hit the number one on your keypad. What are some other great lines in this? That's a classic right there, though. I can't wait to get to my other favorite part. It's coming up by Miss Kelly Rowland. She says, "Want a foot rub? You want a manicure? Baby, I'm yours. I want to cater to you, boy." And it's just, you know, asking those questions. You know what I mean? Do you want this? Do you want that? Just, you don't got to be a maid. You don't got to be a servant. But just being attentive to what he wants. And I'm not even saying that you have to do this stuff every day. But you got to do it. You know what I mean? You got to do it at some point. In fact, she says it right here. She says, "Let me cater to you, because, baby, this is your day. I'll do anything for my man. Baby, you blow me away." You know what I'm saying? And that's the only reason why, is because he blows her away. That's actually pretty deep right there. She's not just doing this for the heck of it. She's doing it because of the things that he does for her as well. And she's doing it. She says, "Baby, this is your day. The rest of the days are her day." You know what I mean? And she's getting what she wants, and she's being catered to. That's how it should be. You know what I mean? I'll do anything for my man. You know, and that's because of the things he does. I have a dog. My dog would literally, he follows me around the crib. He literally, you know, loves the ground I walk on. I basically raised him since he was a little, you know, a little puppy. So he doesn't just love me unconditionally for the heck of it. He loves me because I feed him every day. I walk him, I pet him, I show him love, and I give him treats, and I wrestle with him. You know what I mean? I fight with him. It's fun. So you see what I'm saying? Like, you got to, he's not going to do all those things if I beat him every day, if I don't show him any love. You guys getting where I'm going with that? It's got to be a great, great points made by Dre as far as the give and take. You know, Virgil, any thoughts on that, man? Because a lot of these men, any advice to the fellas? Because we talk a lot about the women, but, you know, there are some things that need to be done on the flip side to get that woman into the mindset of catering to their man.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. There's many situations I've been in, you know, in the military. See cats come home, you know what I'm saying? They're not taking care of themselves. They're not taking care of the house. They sit around sipping beers all day, you know what I mean, pretty much a non-elite man. You know, whatever you put out there is what you receive. And a lot of men, they expect that kind of catering too, but don't know how to dish it out. So that's a good word for the brothers too.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. So this stuff is, you know, this is so insightful, man. This is just good information for both men and for women. One of the things that another thing to keep in mind is when she says, "I got your slippers, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, just let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart. Can't nothing tear us apart." I don't know who can. I gotta find out who wrote this song, because whoever wrote this song is a genius. But you know, I don't know if it was Neo or who. You know what I mean? But this is a classic song. You know, she got the slippers, the dinner, dessert. You know, if you're talking about a woman, and, you know, a wife and a husband, we all know what comes after dessert. You know what I mean? Nothing wrong with that. You know, put it on them. You know, some of you freaks out there, don't put it on them, because that's not. You know what I mean? You gotta do it under the right context. What else, man? She said, "You're all I want in a man. I'll put my life in your hands." And I take that to mean, you know, she's talking about an elite man. What do we always say the definition of an elite man is? Right? We say he's going to be everything that you want. That's really an elite man. He's going to have all of the qualities that you look for. And that's really the only type of man you should be doing these things for, is if he has all the qualities that you want. You're all that she wants in a man. I put my life in your hands. Why is she comfortable putting her life in his hands, submitting to him? Because he's putting his life in the hands of God. So it's only right that she puts her hands in his. You know what I mean? That's what the Bible speaks. That verse right there is straight from the Bible. It says, you know, a woman should be submissive as, or submit to her husband. A wife should submit to her husband as he submits to God. That's straight from the Bible. She says right here, "You're all I want in a man," a.k.a. an elite man, which we all know from last night's show, is someone who has obtained the favor of God. "I put my life in your hands." Well, there you go. So it's all, you know what I mean? All this stuff is connected. You know what I'm saying? Morgan, how do you feel about that, man? I thought that was pretty... I like the way they, you know, they tie that together in the song. Any thoughts on that?
Oh, I mean, it's definitely. I mean, it goes back to your points that we bring up on a regular basis. It's just that, you know, an elite man is a man of God. And if he's a man of God, he should have no problem submitting, no problem seeing, no problem following. Pick any word, just grab it to the start. If you have that right man and don't know that he's a man of a God, he has a different stature, he has a different stance, a different air about him that you will know that stands out from any other type of man, any man at all. Not just, it's a power that's greater than drug money or anything like that, because it's a God. God is greater than any of those things.
Right. No, that's very true. That's absolutely true. One of the things that this song is just filled with just classic line after line after line. "Baby, I'm happy you're home. Let me hold you in my arms. I just want to take the stress away from you. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Baby, is there something you need me to do?" Now let's talk about that for a second. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of men come into the crib and no love, no affection, you know, no how was your day. You heard the young woman call in earlier from San Diego. I mean, we hadn't even talked about this yet, but she told you exactly what she does. She you know, she knows his job is stressful, so she gives him a massage. She's, and right in the song, she says, "I just want to take the stress away from you, making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do?" And it's all about being attentive and not having him ask you, like, "Damn, can you make me some food or what's for dinner?" But you taking, being proactive in understanding what he needs and what he wants in a relationship and doing it. And in turn, he will do that for you. You know, and that's just what it is. "Baby, I'm happy you're home." Y'all, that's so important. Man, y'all have no idea. A lot of these guys come home from work, and it's just nagging. It's still arguing over what happened Friday night. It's arguing about not taking out the trash last night. It's is arguing about what you think he was doing while he was at work with the coworkers. It's just, why ain't you calling me? Why you come home late? It's like nagging, complaining, arguing. That's not showing him that you're happy that he's home. That's showing him that you have an attitude problem and you don't know how to communicate. You know what I mean? You ever see Goodfellas? Where he came home and, you know what I mean, the chick and her mom were just, like, arguing and yelling. He turned right back around and drove off. He was out, you know what I mean, to go have sex with another woman because her and her mom decided they wanted to ambush him and argue. That's what happens. Virgil, did you see that? You remember that scene in Goodfellas?
Oh, yeah, that's a classic scene, man. I love that scene. And I can most definitely relate. There's times I worked 16-hour shifts and got home and it was like, okay, what am I going home to? You know, it's going to be some more nagging and, you know, stuff that doesn't even matter. And all this stuff is biblical. You know, the Bible even says, where may the mighty man lay his head? If a man's out there working, he's grinding, he doesn't want to come home to all that mess. I mean, I don't know.
Right. That's it. You're right, man. This stuff is, listen to Virgil, man. He's hitting us on some points. Dre had to roll out. Shout out to Dre, man. Follow him on Twitter at Dre Francis. You know, this stuff is straight from the Bible, man. We're not making this stuff up. We're not, you know, just giving advice just to give it. The Bible is actually, you know, a blueprint. It's a book of relationships. Or the relationship with God, relationship with your parents, relationship with your just strangers, relationship with your mate. It's just a book of how to interact with people and how to better yourself to ultimately get what you want out of life. You know what I mean? Both here on this earth as well as in heaven. That's really all it is. It's a blueprint on how to live and what to do and what not to do. And, you know, but don't get it twisted. God desires us all to have love. And if you're not doing these things as a woman, you're not going to have that love. But if you are, on the flip side of that, if you are doing those things, you will be found by an elite man. If you're doing these things in a relationship, you'll have a man who's actually happy to come home to you. You guys ever have a man who just doesn't come home? You know what I mean? Do you guys know why that is? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's because he would rather stay out in the streets than come home and lay his head on a nice, comfortable bed or pillow. You know what I mean? He just doesn't want to hear your nagging. He doesn't want to hear your complaining. You know, he doesn't want to deal with it. He would rather go to a strip club. He would rather go to hang out with his homies, rather go have sex with his coworker after happy hour at the job than to come home to his wife, you know, his girlfriend or whatever it is. I promise you, ladies, I'm not saying your concerns aren't valid, but you need to find a better way to express them. Otherwise, that's the situation you'll find yourself in, you know, so, which is unfortunate. One of the things, what else is she saying here? Wow, man, this whole song, this whole, like, every single verse. You know, it's funny, though, that we're talking about this song from Destiny's Child, which is exactly what men want. And then maybe tomorrow or Thursday, maybe even Friday, we'll be talking about, you know, the same exact three women singing a song about wanting a soldier, you know, which is the opposite of an elite man. A soldier and the things that they talk about is literally the opposite of the type of man that you want. It's amazing, man. Virgil, how crazy is that? And how ironic is it that the same three women are singing just basically opposite songs off the same album?
Oh man, it's you know what I'm saying? The Bible even touches on people like that, you know. When your ways aren't set in God, your ways are like a ship tossing in the sea. You know what I'm saying? You could be this way one day and you could be this way the next. And so, you know, billions of people follow them, and just because people aren't well versed in God and the Bible, they don't see the hypocrisy in it. And it's pretty sad, and it affects our black community more than anything. It's pretty sad.
Right, man. And I mean, and to be honest with y'all, very few people can understand this, and I already see that Virgil is one of those types of people who can see it. Gerald sees it. Like, this is all biblical. The Bible actually does speak of an antichrist. Y'all know that, right? You know what I mean? And I don't even want to get too much into it. I don't want to scare y'all. But look that up. look up what it means and all it means to, you know, what the Antichrist will be like, what type of qualities and characteristics that person will have. You know what I mean? And it's, you know, if you know what to look for. And I'm not saying anybody's the Antichrist, but I'm just saying what I'm saying, that somebody's going to be the Antichrist. The Bible says there will be an Antichrist to walk this earth before the end of the world. And he will be someone that people will look up to, but will ultimately have a plan of destroying the earth and enslaving people and destroying people. That will be the ultimate, you know, the ultimate bamboozlement, you know, if you will. You know, I don't know if there, let's just say hypothetically, there was someone in today's society, you know, playing that role. You know what I mean? Who might it be? You know, what might that those people look like? I'm just throwing some stuff out there. I mean, Virgil, any thoughts on that, man? Like, you ever explored that whole concept of the Antichrist?
Almost definitely. You know, it's not going to be somebody who it's going to be not liked. It's going to be someone very popular, someone, you know, attractive, someone, you know, with a lot of worth, meaning material, monetary gain. So people have to sit here and understand that when they follow these, they follow more after people with riches and power more than they follow, you know, God in their hearts. And tell them, just be careful, guard your heart. You don't even, you know, and when the eyes are the wind of the soul, the more you peep this stuff and the more you put inside yourself, the more you sit here and you put these spirits inside you, which leaves you way more open to other spirits to affect you. And this is why love is not as prevalent as it should be in today's world. So just guard your heart.
The Bible says to guard your heart, and what he's saying about the Antichrist is, you know, is real. He said it's going to be, that's what, it's all biblical, it's right there. It says it's going to be someone very popular, very attractive, very influential, you know, monetary value. Who's one of the richest couples in this country? I don't know. Morgan, how do you feel about all this stuff? We're talking about cater to you, as well as some other really important things that people may not have thought about.
Well, I mean, I say those things are very important that are in the song, and a lot of women don't realize that. The song was written by the three women that were in the show, but also the main people that were also a heavy part of the lyrics were actually two men, Rodney Dark-Thousand and Rick Rude Lewis. So, you know, that plays a key role. Men actually still told you in this song, sung by women, that this is what they want. So.
Right. Let me read this next one. Now we're getting to the good part. Now we're really getting to what I want to talk about real quick. I got Morgan here. I got my man Virgil here. This is, you know, this is as real as it gets right here. Shout out to my man Gerald. He's, like I said, he's under the weather. He'll be back, you know. But, you know, this is what we need to talk about, man. A lot of people don't want to talk about this stuff. A lot of people want to just act like this stuff doesn't exist. You know, they just want to sweep it under the rug and you know, talk about basketball-wise and, you know, love and hip-hop or stuff that just doesn't mean anything. This is stuff that will really affect your lives. Young woman, what did she say right here? She says, if you want it, I got it. Say the word and I'll try it. Now, you know, a lot of people, their minds are in the gutter. They think they're talking about some type of sexual thing. It's not even about that. You know, it could just be, hey, look, you know, let's go hiking. Let's go have a picnic in the park. Let's go, you know, let's go do something. You may not have been familiar with it. You may, you know what I mean? But, you know, elite men are going to be creative. They're going to want you to do some different things. They're going to introduce you to some new activities and some things. And, you know, that's what we ultimately look for. You don't have to like it, but you say the word, and I'll try. I'll at least try it. And that's all we're asking for. And that's what men want. And you know, you just do that. You do that, you'll win the heart of a great man. And this is the key line right here, though. I posted this on Facebook earlier. We all know it to be true. She says it. This is what Kelly Rowland's verse says. She says, I know that whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. You know what I'm saying? That's what she says. That's what, you know what I mean? You know that. I know it. Virgil, we all know it. If you're not willing to do it, you know, you're not fulfilling that need. I tell you all the time, it's right there. It's a whole chapter in what women need to know but don't want to hear. Get your copy of DataOnTolbert.com right now. You know, there's a whole section on this stuff. She says, whatever, you know, on how to fulfill a man, the three ways men need to be fulfilled, mentally, emotionally, and physically, which doesn't necessarily have to be sexually. You know, if you're not willing to do those things or just you're not doing them, another woman is willing to. You know, and that's just, Virgil, help the ladies understand, man, you know, if they're not willing to do it, somebody is.
Oh, most definitely, and you see examples of that all around the world, even in the Bible. I mean, some of these women, let's look at the seductresses, the Cleopatras, the Jezebels in the Bible. I mean, yeah, their ways are despicable, but their methods are worth examining. You know what I mean? And it goes back to the, you know, where can a mighty man lay his head? You think when the man would come in to see these women, they would sit here like, ah, 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 ah. No, they would go see these women to get away from other ones. You know what I'm saying? But if you're that woman, you have all that at home, I promise you, your man's not going to leave. But you just have to be unselfish enough to do these things.
Right. That's it right there. That's very absolutely true. Here it is coming. We're about to talk about probably one of the most important lines in here, and I wanted to save it for last. You know, she says, man, I'm going to fulfill your mind, body, and spirit. Now, that's interesting that she says that, because I just got finished saying the same thing, that men need the three things that men need to be fulfilled. And interestingly enough, she says these things in the song. She says that I'm going to fulfill your mind, your body, and your spirit. I just got finished saying men need to be fulfilled mentally, emotionally, and physically. It's the same thing right there. She gets it. And again, we're talking about how to satisfy an elite man, how to cater to an elite man. Google these lyrics and all this. I'm not making this stuff up. It's all right there. These are the actual lyrics to the song. And that is one of the things that's so important that you must do. Here it comes. This is it right here. This is the most important line in the whole song. She says, I'll keep myself up. I'll remain the same chick that you fell in love with. I'll keep it tight. I'll keep my figure right. You see, I'm not going to like this next part. I'll keep my hair fixed. I'll keep rocking the hottest outfits. You know what I'm saying? This is actually, I love this verse, man. I'm about to play it again. You know what I mean? Keep myself up. Ladies, do you keep yourselves up? And I'm not knocking y'all, because a lot of these dudes out here don't keep themselves up. But again, if we're talking about elite men, which is the whole premise of tonight's show, cater, because there's no reason to cater to a man if he's not an elite man. If you missed the definition last night of what an elite man is, definitely check out the archives at DataOnTolbert.com, because you need to know what an elite man is so you know who you're catering to. But if you're talking about an elite man, you know, you need to keep yourself up, because you can be darn sure he's going to be keeping himself up. All right, you know that, right? No, so what am I talking? What does that mean? What does it mean to keep yourself up? Well, we're not just talking about physically, but, you know, that is a big part of it. You know, if he met you when you were a size 4, I'm not saying you can't gain a couple pounds, but if that's who he fell in love with, you should actively be trying to remain the same chick that he fell in love with. Now, whether or not you're successful at that, I don't know. That different. There are going to be different factors involved, children, different health issues, whatever the case is. I'm sure he'll love you regardless. But what I'm saying is, at least you need to, on your end, you need to be doing everything that you can to remain the same chick. And he'll love you for that. He'll respect you for that. If he sees you're still trying to work it out, if he sees you're still keeping your hair done, you're still doing the same things that you did in the beginning. But if you're just letting yourself go because you got comfortable, we're going to have a big problem with that. We may not express that to you, but we're going to have a big problem with that. And it's not going to work out too well. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to tell you it's going to be okay. I'm not going to say we're just going to ignore it and love you anyway. I'm not going to lie to y'all, because I know men, and it's not going to work out good for you. The only way it's going to work out well is if you you actively try to remain the same chick that he fell in love with. Virgil, am I lying to the ladies?
Not at all. Not at all. I mean, I'm at the gym, let's say, 5 times a week. You know, I want a woman to make an occasional trip every now and then. And, you know, some women, well, they'll make the excuse the babies or whatever the case may be, which is true. You're going to gain some pounds after that, but it doesn't mean you stop trying. Because, I mean, I see 45-year-old women out there, you know what I mean, have kids, you know, and in better shape than when that, if I go out to the club or something and see these 20-year-olds with, you know, the pot bellies hanging out or whatever, you know what I'm saying, because they'd rather drink than take care of themselves. They'd rather go party than take care of themselves. So, I mean, sometimes I just feel like it's an excuse.
Yeah, you know, you're right, man. You're absolutely right. It's a lot of excuses out here. I'm at the gym at least 4 times a week. You know what I mean? Sometimes more. You know, if I'm not there, I'm on the tennis court, on the basketball court, you know, running around a track or something to remain active. And that's because, you know, I'm trying to. My wife didn't meet me when I was. When she met me, I wasn't, you know, never been fat, you know what I'm saying? But you guys get what I'm saying. I wasn't out of shape, you know what I'm saying? You got to still actively try to do that. You know, I know a guy, a buddy of mine actually, who married a young woman when she was about 5'3", 125, 130. She's now well over 200 pounds, you know, and I'm not knocking it. They have some beautiful kids, but, you know, he's not happy. You know what I'm saying? That's not what he signed on for. That's not what he expected. That's not what he's happy. Now, I'm not, now, it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just being real with y'all. I don't, you can say what you want about him, but I'm just telling you what's real. I know this guy, and I'm telling you, he's not happy. You know what I'm saying? So unless you know what I mean, you want your man to be unhappy, and we all know, or at least by now you should know, what happens in relationships when men aren't happy. I'm just trying to help you all avoid it. I'm not here to place blame. I'm not here to say, oh, he's right, he's wrong, she's right. I don't care who's right or wrong. I'm trying to stop this stuff from happening. I'm trying to make sure everybody, you know, is happy. You know, every men are happy, women are happy. That's why we switch it up. We do shows on the things black men need to do. We've done shows on the things black women need to work on. We've done there's no show we haven't done yet. You know what I'm saying? Check out the archives. What else, man? But, yeah, I'll remain the same chick you fell in love with. Morgan, how do you feel about that?
You should always try to remain that person. You will always want to grow and evolve, but you should always be as close to what, you know, they fell in love with, you know, period. If your personality changes and you go from being someone nice and humble to someone conceited and pretty much just a jerk, they're not going to stay. And it's the same concept, because a lot of times that attitude goes hand in hand with, you know, the body changing too.
Right. That's very true. What she says, I keep my figure right. I'll keep it tight. You know, that means she's in that gym. She's not sitting at home. See, we did a show, what was it, Sunday night? It's like one of those nights, I think Sunday night, we did a show. I rebroadcasted my special on health and relationships, how your weight, how your fitness level affects your relationship. It was a classic show where I had my man Bassem Fahmy on there, who changed my whole life. I didn't work out like that. I didn't eat right. In fact, I ate extremely unhealthy. Now I'm like, you know what I'm saying, all I do is eat healthy and work out and take care of my body. So that's really what I'm trying to do more of. But he, you know, was instrumental in helping me do that. And, you know, we had him on the show, and we basically broke down, combined with Gerald Howard, who's also a fitness expert. You know, we told y'all exactly how you can look the way you want to look. It's not hard. People make it a lot harder than what it is. It's really not hard. And check out some of the fitness tips. But, it, you know, your health plays a huge role in how men see you and how men treat you. But, yeah, she says, I'll keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed. I'll keep rocking the hottest outfits. Now, you guys know that when she says, I'll keep my hair fixed, you know that doesn't mean rocking these weaves, right? I just want y'all to know that. That's not keeping your hair fixed. You know, keeping your hair fixed is your hair fixed, not your weave fixed. Your hair. She says, I'll keep my hair fixed. Not, you know, the Malaysian's hair. Not Mr. Ed's hair. But your hair. She says, I'll keep my hair fixed. Not your girlfriend's wig that you borrowed for the night. You know what I mean? I'm talking about your hair. She says, I'll keep rocking the hottest outfits. Hey, Virgil, man, how you feel about weaves, man? You weren't here last night, but any thoughts on that? I mean, I'm not, you know, how you feel is how you feel. I'm just curious as from a male standpoint.
Oh, man, weaves, honestly, I'm all right, but, you know, I prefer not to have them, you know what I mean? Wigs are even worse. I was with a female. Her wig fell off. I was almost threw up. Yeah, but we, yeah, I'd rather, you know, any man would prefer natural. I'm sorry. It is what it is.
Ladies, I don't know how many men we've had, you know, over the years, various men from various parts of the country on here on Barbershop Talk. I mean, you guys have no, I mean, I don't want to belabor the issue. We talked about it last night. We've done whole shows on it, but, you know, I'm from Philly, Dre's from New York, Virgil's from Colorado. You know, you've heard Steve calling from Chicago, Gerald's from, like, South Carolina. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter where people are from. All men prefer, you know, real hair, natural hair. You know that, right? You know, the woman who you heard earlier in the show calling from San Diego who has an elite man, she called in last night. She said that her hair is natural. Her elite man loves it. And I mean, just seriously, do yourselves a favor and take out those weaves, because it's, you know, if you're talking about catering to a man, you know, he doesn't want your weave. I can promise you that. He may accept it. That's what he may accept it depending on that man. All men are different, but as far as his preference, whether or not he settles, you know what I mean, that's going to determine whether or not, you know, how he's going to treat you. So know that. What else, man? You know, and this is where it gets a little freaky right here. She says, when you come home late, tap me on my shoulder, and I'll roll up. Y'all know how y'all sleep, right? You know, you kind of sleep curled up and in a little ball. You know, it means you won't just ignore him. You won't just go to sleep, stay asleep. You'll roll over, and you'll give him some, right? I mean, let's be real about it. That's what you'll do. That's what's up. If we're talking about a husband and wife situation, you want to do things the right way, you know, give your man some booty. You know what I mean? Excuse me. Give your husband some booty. Anybody else, you know, you're taking your chances. You know what I mean? It's fornication. But, you know what I'm saying? I believe that line is very applicable if you're talking about, you know, a husband and wife situation. Morgan, how do you feel about that? I know you know a little bit about that.
I would just say that, you know, a lot of times, really, I'm just going to put this one through. Ladies, everything I said tonight between Dayton, between Trey, Virgil, you know, tonight, you guys really kind of need to just listen up. You know, they're not lying to you. You know, what better advice? If you want to know how to become a doctor, you want to talk to a doctor. If you want to learn how to be a pianist, you want to talk to a pianist. And if you want to learn how to be found by an elite man, you're going to go talk to an elite man.
There you go. It's pretty simple. It's very simple. You know what I mean? I couldn't have said it better myself. A couple of last things. We're going to get ready to, you know, wrap it up. I mean, what else, man? I mean, they said so much. I didn't even, like I said, I didn't realize this song was this long. Like, they had so many classic lines in here. One thing she says, they're wrapping up the song. She says, through the good, through the bad, the ups and the downs, I'll still be here for you. Now, that might be one of the best lines in the song. I mean, a lot, you know, you look at movies like The Pursuit of Happiness, which is one of my top three favorite movies of all time. You know, the good, the bad. They had a lot of bad early on. What did his wife do? She rolled out, man. 90% of black women out here, I'm just throwing that number out there, you know what I mean? I'm just going to throw it, I go out on a limb, but I think it's pretty much on point. Most women in today's society, especially this new wave of successful women, are all about, what's the word I'm looking for? They are in favor of prenuptial agreements. And that is not, you know, that's not what elite men want. It's actually the opposite of what elite men want. You guys are thinking, well, shoot, he ain't going, I worked hard for this money. I made this money on my own. He doesn't deserve any of this money. Just look at all these couples with prenups. You know, Kim Kardashian. I mean, you know, I don't even need to do it. Everybody, all these celebrities that you see breaking up that we talk about here on a regular basis, Celebrity Thursdays, they all are messed up. They all sign prenups. They all end up divorced. Like, it's something like 75% of couples who sign prenups end up divorced. You know what I mean? This is what we want. Through the good, through the bad, the ups and the downs, I'll still be here for you. That means she's not going anywhere. The heck with a prenup, it ain't going to be no divorce. You know what I mean? You're talking about a prenup, it ain't no prenup, because it ain't no divorce. We're going to be together. My wife told me that divorce is not an option. So what do we need to talk about a prenup for? Because it ain't no divorce. We ain't going nowhere. She's not going nowhere. I'm not going nowhere. A lot of y'all don't have that mentality. You understand what I'm saying to y'all? That's the mentality you need to have when you're with an elite man. Divorce is not an option. You're not going nowhere. You'll still be here for him. You guys understand? That's the mentality that you need to have. If we don't trust you, if we don't see you as having that sense of loyalty towards us, guess what? We're not going to have that sense of loyalty towards you. Because make no mistake about it, all men are looking for that loyal ride or die chick. Now, just because we're with you, and this is where it gets real, just because we're with you, that doesn't mean that we see you as that woman who we're going to be with for the rest of our life. And that's where a lot of these no-good niggas out here take advantage, and they get into the manipulation. Because they're like riding it out. They're with you, but they're not really with you. They're out here having sex and trying to find somebody else to replace you with. And I don't like that. I'm not into that. But it's a lot of men who do it. So just know that if you're not that woman that he sees as being able to be loyal and trustworthy and be that ride or die chick, we're still going to do that show as well. We're going to talk about exactly what it means to be a true ride or die chick. That show is coming sooner rather than later. You know, how do you feel about that, Virgil? Because so many women don't understand what that means. The first sign of hurt, of pain, or of any type of trouble, they're gone. See ya.
Oh, most definitely, man. And you hit the nail right on the head. But the prenup thing, it lays the ground of mistrust. It's saying, hey, I don't trust you. You know what I mean? What I came in with is what I came in with. And, you know, pretty much set the ground for divorce already. As far as the ride or die chick, I mean, women have this mentality. I don't know what it is. It's been like ever since I was a young kid where men are stupid. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you're a man like myself, if you're a thinker, I've been watching women ever since I've been in high school. And what are the ones that the women prefer? They prefer the jocks. They prefer the dudes with the higher status. So once a dude, let's say today I'm broke or whatever, living in a one-bedroom apartment, in 5 years from now, let's say, you know, I write a book and I'm this best-selling author. You know, my book sells millions. You know what I mean? What's my whole, you know, what do you think I'm going to look at women like? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? You're going to go through a test. Because I already know deep in my heart, you know, where most women's minds are at. So we want to ride or die chick, period. You know, and the first sign of that not happening is you're gone.
Right. That's it right there, man. You just gotta be that chick. We were talking about Tiny and T.I. No, she's not the most beautiful, but guess what? You know, she's obviously, you know, T.I. he's had some women in his life. I think it's pretty safe to say that T.I. could get just about, you know, any woman that he wants out there, you know, models, whatever, you know, gorgeous, dimes, super dimes. Like, T.I. could get those women. But that's not what it's about. You know what I mean? These women, hell, I could got those women. Virgil couldn't get those women. I've had those women. Gerald can get, you know what I'm saying? It's not, but that's not what we're looking for. You guys realize, let me just tell y'all something. Y'all know that, right? Like, most women, most single black women, who are walking around here with their asses out, their chest out, thinking that they got a big butt and they're doing something. You guys know that you're actually being the type of women that we don't even want. That's not what we want. Those are just the women we want to have sex with. You know what I mean? We want the humble, laid-back women who don't feel the need to flaunt their body all like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not what we're looking for. You know, when we're in that player stage, not even when we're in the player stage, you know, when we're in the dog stage, when we're just looking, you know, for women to have sex with, because all, you know, just about all men go through that. I just want to have sex. I'm feeling myself. I want to wild out a little bit. Most men go through that stage. And those are the women that we look for. The freaks. You know what I'm saying? But y'all are out here looking for husbands. And you're being the type of women that men in the dog stage look for. Well, the question is, where are the women, you know, for us when we get into that ready to settle down stage? Where are those women? Because all we're seeing out here, the vast majority of women we're seeing are the women we just want to have sex with. You got to have more than that. Sure, I mean, Virgil, man, like, can you relate? I know it's a little bit different down in Colorado, but what's it like down there as far as what black men are seeing?
Oh, it's no different, man. It's no different everywhere. I lived all over the world. It's no different. Women are there to the point where they fix their bodies, they put makeup on, they fix their hair. You know, their clothes are nice, but, you know, even get surgery, but their hearts need surgery. You know what I'm saying? And they think that all those things are going to sit here and keep a man. But when you use the wrong bait, I mean, you'll probably catch some fish, but you won't catch the right type of fish, meaning that elite man that you want. So, I mean, it's up to you, ladies. You could change the inside of you, or you could just keep blaming men or whatever the case may be. But there are good men out here, such as myself, such as many good black men who are looking for wives right now.
Man, this is crazy, man. You guys might think that, you know, Virgil is like, you know, Virgil's just a regular dude, just like me and you. I don't even really know Virgil. You would think we do, right? You would think he hangs out with me. You would think we grew up together. You think he knows me and Gerald like that. You know what I mean? Virgil's just a regular elite man. You know what I mean? Never met Virgil a day in my life, but just hearing him over the last, I mean, you could tell there's no drop-off. I keep thinking I'm talking to Gerald. Y'all notice how I keep calling Virgil Gerald. But that's because this is how elite men talk. You guys notice that? It's for the first time you guys have really heard Virgil throughout a whole show. And there, you guys need to know, just as rare as men like myself are, men like Gerald are, men like Virgil are, we're sprinkled throughout this country. Sprinkled. You know what I mean? Very few and far between. You know what I'm saying? And we're looking for special women. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, the vast majority of men are not finding those women. You know, so when we do find them, we wipe them up quickly. Matter of fact, man, let everybody know. Virgil, what's up with you, man? Like, are you single? What's your status? Let people know about you, man. I want people, like, are you looking for a woman? What type of woman are you looking for? I mean, we kind of got a sense of that just from hearing your views tonight, but, you know, what's the number one thing that you look for in a woman?
Like I said, I've been with dimes. You know, beautiful women. I've been with not-so-beautiful women. You know, as long as personality. My thing about it is I'm looking for a woman with a heart, and not only just a heart of God. You know what I mean? Someone who can sit here and, you know, be submissive. And that's what trips me out about this independent thing. The independent thing is the thing of the devil. What black women confuse independence with is actually hard work. You know what I mean? But to be independent is not to be submissive. And you touched on when you was talking about man being submissive to God. You know, when you're not submissive to anybody and you got no one to answer for or to, then you make yourself God, and that you're right all the time. So that's why the mistakes keep repeating themselves. And I'm trying to find a woman who's in God. You know what I mean? Just like the other, or you saying the other night, the quote, and I've heard it many times before. I want a woman whose heart is that I have to search God to find her, and that's what I'm looking for.
Wow, man. That's I'm gonna be honest with y'all, man. I encountered a lot of men. I mean, Virgil is. You know, as on point as any man I've ever met. You know what I'm saying? Is knowledgeable, is informative, is Gerald, is Dre. really is anybody. You know, when you're an elite man, you're an elite man. It's, you know, and you're right on that level. And the things that he's saying, the perspectives that he's bringing to y'all are, you know, and you guys don't even really hear me hype men up like that, but let's really listen to the things that he's saying. It's very rare that, you know, we you know, you run into men like that, you know, like me, like Gerald, like Dre, like Virgil. So, you know, just take notes. You know what I mean? I'm a lot of people look up to men like me. You know what I mean? I'm nobody. I'm just a regular dude, just like Virgil. You know what I mean? Nothing special about me. I've just written some books. I do a talk show, but, you know, same things Virgil's saying, Gerald's saying. We're all saying the same exact things. And that's what you guys, we're just trying to show you guys the consistency as far as when it comes to elite men. One last question, one last thing I want to do before we get out of here tonight. You know, we broke down the whole song, man, a whole cater to you. But a young woman, she wrote in, she asked me a question. She said, I have a question for you, Daydon. For you, being an elite man, what qualities did or does your wife possess that let you know that she was the one? Maybe other women will understand that. And I mean, I've shared different stories and have shared different stories about my wife over the years doing this show. But, you know, as far as what qualities did she possess, pretty much the same things that Virgil just mentioned that he was looking for. She's, I mean, very kind, very a selfless woman. When people encounter her, they always leave, you know, with the impression of like, wow, she's really sweet. She's a nice woman. She's really humble. And, you know, as far as me, just caring and supportive, you know, respectable, felt, you know, a great mother. I told her before she even got pregnant, I said, I can tell you're going to be a great mom. You know what I mean? And she is a great mom. And so I think a lot of y'all have to realize that those are the qualities that elite men are looking for. Notice I didn't say, oh, yeah, damn, she put it on me in the bed. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's not even, you know, I have no complaints, you know what I mean? But it's not about that. You're not going to see any pictures of her posing. Go to her Facebook page, I don't care. You know, you're not going to see any pictures of her posing half naked, you know, or, you know, posted up on a motorcycle, straddling, like something, you know, just nothing crazy. That's not the type of woman that these men look for. And we're seeing a lot of that out there. One of the things that, you know, I always tell is that as far as catering, you know, she paid for our first date, you know, had no problem showing me that she was different, showing me that she was not selfish, giving. And I was like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's up right there. I said, that's something unique. That's something different. Paid for the first date. That put me into the mindset of, wow, let me... you know, be okay with spending money on her. I don't care. She's not the type of woman who's going to take advantage or try to get a free meal. So I don't have to be on guard, you know, guarding my wallet, guarding my pennies and watching what I spend, counting dollars. Like, I didn't have to do that, not with her. As a result, she got a ring. It's not rocket science. You know, Virgil, man, like, you ever had a woman pay for the first date with you?
Yes. Unfortunately, I had two of them, and they were white. I'm sorry, sisters may get mad at that. But, you know, it was what it was. You know, they said the check came. They was like, let me go pay for this, or let's go have. And I was like, wow, that's a very unselfish thing you just did. And, you know, in my mind, I'm like, you know, where can this go? Because obviously she already put the first foot forward and say, hey, I'm unselfish enough to sit here and pay for this. I'm enjoying my time like you're enjoying your time. You know, and, you know, your money is according to you as my money is to me. So, I mean, it's a real big thing in a man's mind. That's just my opinion.
That's interesting. That was the first. I know what he was going to say as far as I knew it wasn't going to be a lot. Most black men I encounter, when I ask them that question, they say never. Maybe one, maybe, that's a big maybe. You know, I've been out with hundreds of women probably, and the only two women who have ever done that. It's funny that he said that. He said only two women have ever paid for a first date. Only two women, and those were white women for him. But with me, it's same thing. Only two women have ever paid for the first date. One is my wife, the other is my ex-fiance. You know, they both got a ring, you know, after paying for their first date. Only women that they ever did it for him were white. I mean, ladies, you know, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. I mean, no disrespect to y'all, but you have to show yourselves to be different. You know what I'm saying? Like, white women, you're not going to have these same types of issues. I hate to tell y'all that, just like Virgil hates to tell y'all that, but there are a lot more. It's not, money isn't as big of a deal as it is in the, and there are a lot more reasons for that, which we won't get into tonight, but, you know, I just wanted to share that story with you. Interesting views shared by Virgil, man, just very telling story that he shared. Morgan, how do you feel about that? Any last minute words of wisdom, things you want to leave the listeners with tonight in regards to catering to your man?
Being good to your man is just the best way to ensure that, you know, he's going to be good to you. I say to treat others how you want to be treated. So if you're good to your man, what makes you think he's not going to be good to you? Yes, there are some guys that aren't doing that, but chances are they also are the same guys that expect you to give it up right away and that you will give it up right away. But a man that is an elite man and that should be catered to is not going to be fussed about sex with you in the first place. He's going to let you know, if you're that great woman, he's going to let you know right off the bat that you're his future wife in one way, shape, or form, whether he says it to you directly or just the way that he shows you. My mom always said to me, you know, when you go out on a date, make sure that you have enough money to cover yours and his. Not necessarily that you may need it, but you never know what the case is. And it's okay to offer. She paid for the first date. And like I said, they'll be celebrating 38 years. I use my parents all the time in June. So, and she didn't have to worry for anything. The first part of their marriage, you know, she was in school. She didn't have to worry about anything financially. Finished up her degree and all this other stuff, had me, didn't have to worry about anything. And a lot of y'all women don't really get that at all. It's not about getting a financial blanket, but it's just about, you know, supporting each other and everything else. And when it came down to, when she got done at her job, she took care of everything. And then when she needed him, when she got sick, then he took care of everything afterwards. It's a give and take thing, you know, so we have to put into it.
Absolutely. But look, man, we're going to get ready to wrap up tonight's show. Definitely special thanks to my man Dre. Special thanks to Virgil from Colorado. Morgan for filling in for Gerald. Man, Virgil, great job tonight. I appreciate you sticking around. What any last-minute words of wisdom that you want to leave with the listeners?
Oh, no doubt, man. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me on. The last thing I just want to leave for the ladies is all the things that Dadon is talking about. Listen to him because he knows what he's talking about. But at the end of the day, the devil has stolen some of your love, some of your joy. So in the fact that even if you did someday meet an elite man, you want to be able to cater to him. And Bible says, you know, your spirit, you know what I'm saying, pretty much unguarded spirit is like a wall, a city without walls, meaning that anybody come in and take what they want from you. And these men have taken from you. But don't let them take your future love from you. And that's what's happening right now. So I just want to leave y'all with that.
Wow, man. That's, you know, I really can't say enough positive of things about my man Virgil. I mean, he's keeping it real. He sounds a lot like me, man. I see a lot of myself in Virgil, a lot of spirituality, and combined with some just absolute real advice, which I think is what's lacking in today's society. So I'm just excited about where this show is going, man. But just to give y'all a little bit of information, like if you're new, maybe you're a first-time listener, you guys know, like last night we gave you exactly how to be found by an elite man. Today we told you how to keep an elite man as far as catering to him. Last week we talked about women who are saved but still having sex, how to avoid being a sideline chick. We switched it up. We talked about black men who don't appreciate a good thing until it's gone. We talked about why black men don't commit. So these are just some of the shows that we've done over the last few weeks. And I'm not saying this to, I don't get anything from you going back and listening to our guests, but seriously, do yourselves a favor, you know, and listen to these shows if you missed them. Refer friends to them, because this is the type of information that will seriously change and affect the black community in a really, really positive way. So I thank you all for listening. My new CD is out. Right, it is DeDonTolbert.com. Get it on sale, just to say thank you, for only $9.99. Contains some of the most information, the type of information that will literally change your life. Check it out. I thank you guys for tuning in. Tune in tomorrow night for Beauty Shop Talk Wednesdays, and I'll see y'all tomorrow night. Here's Beyonce, Cater to You, one more time. Peace.
The better, sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. If you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put her up?